When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I can't hear your dog, but I can hear you. And it's so good that we have our voices recorded.
I mean, we hope. What a snafu, right?
Are we allowed to say that? Didn't we look that up?
Oh, is that bad? Gosh, I hate getting canceled in the first 30 seconds of a podcast. Life's hard.
Oh,
life's
y'all.
Messy. God is good.
You know what? If we weren't on brand like before.
We are now. We taped the entire Sidetrack show, everyone, 2 days ago, the whole thing. And then I got home and Heather went and we kind of wondered, we saw something.
It wasn't really uploading. And yeah. I think it was thinking like looking for it was trying to make a transcript and it was struggling to make a transcript. And the reason why is there was no sound.
There was no sound. Literally, we taped an entire show without the mics on. What? In the world. And so here we are today. We're not together, which is rare. We almost always tape together, but because it's...
I did hear that.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine. This is real life.
Everyone but I think hold. I can put her out if this happens again.
No. I think that the key is, since we're both professionals, we've both been podcasting a long time. We know how to do mics. We know how to fix the settings. But we were sidetracked by something... really important, and that was one of your really good friends who's walking through something really hard, and you were updating me on that, and I think our brains were just like,
yeah,
I don't know, my brain, I was just grieving with her and holding space, and you said you hadn't really slept, and
yeah, total frazzled moment that it happened. Yeah, and so here we are today.
take two.
Is
this thing on? Tap it.
Yeah, right, here we are. Yeah. And here we are. I mean, when I tell you guys, I have a face right now that only a mother could love. Like, the hair is horrendous.
I think you look adorable. Oh, so that's where really, we're our own self. Our
no,
own
she's
self.
Being real sweet over there, you
no,
guys.
No, I think you look adorable.
And Heather's over there. She's got even a lip gloss of some sort going.
I was practicing with all my Thrive Cosmetics they sent me, and I think I overdid the eyeliner. It's very, like... I'm going clubbing in the 90s. I'm feeling very
looks good.
Smoky-eyed. I don't know.
Well, here we are. So, guys, we're back. We're back and better than ever.
Take two. And my brain is like, do we try to recreate what we recorded before? Or do we just, I mean, do we even remember?
I mean, who knows? So, here we go. Here goes nothing. I know this. We've got a little bit of a situation here with Mike's lunch. Like the lunches he's preparing. So Bruce works from home mostly. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. Mike goes into the law firm like 99% of the time. I think that like the staff or the people that work for them or whatever can do 2 days remotely and then you're in three, but Mike just tends to go in. And so I did not make his lunch. Okay, everyone. Like, I'm not that girl. We barely have dinner over here.
I'm not that girl.
Not familiar with that ditty.
Wicked.
Oh, yes. Okay. Still haven't seen him. So my husband will just like throw together a salad or whatever, or if he goes out some.
I was going to say, like, I'm proud of him for taking lunch.
Yeah, he does sometimes because he doesn't want to waste the time. He doesn't want to waste the time.
Oh, it's time, not money.
Well, I mean, probably that too, but he doesn't waste the time. Every hour in a law firm is billable, right? And so if you're not billing hours, you're not making money. And so it doesn't matter if you sit in your chair, you got to be billing hours to make money for the firm. So there's that whole thing.
The firm hence, encourages children.
Yeah, the and firm. Hours. Hence Cynthia no longer being in the game. Okay, so listen, he saw Matthew McConaughey
had a
tuna.
Salad. I saw this. You'll hear why I'm watching fewer reels lately. You'll hear about that in my What I'm Sidetracked By. But I saw this video, and Matthew McConaughey is a treasure.
Oh, he's a University of Texas treasure.
I think he's the mascot.
No, you're incorrect. You know what he is? I'm not even lying when I tell you this. He has a title, and it's called the Minister of Culture.
What?
The Minister of Culture. I'm not even making that up. I don't know what that means, but he's the Minister of Culture.
And is he like he's on like is he there all the time? I mean, I know he's on the sidelines. He's very present. Sad they didn't win, but they made it to the Final Four.
That's right.
Is he on campus? Like
I think well, he teaches a class. So my daughter's a journalism major, and so he teaches a radio TV film class at UT, like, I don't know, like maybe in the spring or something. I mean, he lives in Austin, but I'm sure he's also has houses all over the world. So, but Kate has been carrying around his book. Is it Green Lights? I always forget. Yeah.
Sure.
I think that's right. That's she's been carrying it around for like 2 years because she's like, I just know I'm going to see him because it's in the same building she's in, but she has yet to see him. Anyway, back to this. He apparently put out something. I haven't seen it, but a reel or something about how on Sunday nights he makes tuna salad. Well, Mike had gone to the Costco and he shows up with more canned tuna fish than anyone so deserves sick. To have in their home. I'm like,
so gross.
What's happening here? And so then he explains to me and the whole thing. And so he made it. Now, I have not seen the reel. And
you need to watch the reel. And if y'all listening haven't, because it's not like Matthew McConaughey says, oh, I make tuna fish. Like apparently his recipe people were talking about and he goes into in a way that only Matthew can, such detail that you're salivating and you're like, why am I salivating about a tuna fish salad recipe? And it, like he's describing these chips and he's like, it's not jalapeno chips like potato chip kind of things. It's like a chip of a jalapeno, like a piece. Mm-hmm. So I can see where Mike got tempted.
So Mike's like, well, I'm going to make this. So he makes a batch and he makes everybody try it. I didn't have any. I don't know where I was when it was completed, but I wasn't around and my kids were kind of like, oh, wow. And so then apparently it gets better every day. It ages well, if you will, folks. Said no one ever of tuna salad. And so he made it. And you guys, I'm horrified to report that he's been taking it into the firm every day for lunch. Someone in that law firm is like, this poor guy, his wife can only make tuna fish, stinky, smelly, disgusting tuna fish. And that's all he's eaten for a week. That's what someone in downtown Dallas is thinking right now. I don't care enough to do something about it and actually make something different, but he's been eating tuna fish every day and it's so foul. Well, I don't know if it's foul, but it smells foul.
And you know what comes to mind for me, which my friends, listeners will remember, but you won't, is when Ross had this amazing sandwich in the refrigerator at work and someone ate it and he lost his job over his reaction. Mike won't lose his job. No one's stealing the tuna fish sandwich. Is he putting a sandwich? Are you crackers? Like what is he?
I think it's a cracker situation that he puts with it, but I'm not sure. So
anyway, will you try it? Like will you report back or is that?
Well, don't even worry. I was putting in my online grocery order and Mike's like, wait, have you already sent it or whatever? And he's like, because I need to restock all my McConaughey tuna fish stuff. And so then he's like, I need a lime here. I need blah. I was like, oh my heavens. So anyway, I just listen, 2025 is here and I would love to report more exciting things. But so far we've got some tuna fish going on.
Yeah. I don't know that this has been a slam dunk start to 2025. I mean, I know people do this where they do predictions for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't have on my bingo card that Tom Holland and Zendaya were going to get engaged. Thrilled for them. He's adorable. He's precious. And this like cute guy.
Cutie. I was going to say, is he? I don't know. Is he cute? I don't know.
Is he cute? Like he's like if he was your son, you'd be really proud of him when he talks about his sober life. And
okay.
I don't know. They're just a cool couple. Like they're not trying to draw attention to themselves, but it makes you want to look more.
I mean, they're not eating tuna fish is what you're getting.
I it could be. They're just tiny and little. And anyway, they're yummy, like Leanne would say. Leanne Morgan, they're yummy. I didn't have that on my card. What do you have on your 2025 bingo card prediction?
Like what I think is going to happen or what's already happened that I wasn't expecting?
What do you think is going to happen?
Gosh, I don't know. We went and saw the Mufasa the other night, you guys, the Mufasa movie. I need to tell you something. I about lost my religion at that movie because I was trying to sleep because I sleep in most movies, especially kids movies. Like I went to Sonic 3 and I lost my will to live in that one. It was just horrific.
That one's highly rated apparently on IMDb and you didn't like it.
So I don't know. I slept through most of it. I don't know why they're going off after the green gym or whatever they were chasing after. I'll never know. But I was in Mufasa with Mike and JB the other night and I'll tell you something. It's so loud. Are we at that age? It's so loud. And all they do is roar the entire stinking movie. Roar! Like different versions of the roar.
Alert.
Someone just wrecked their car with that. And then I would doze off and JB would literally, Mike put himself between the two of us so JB wouldn't notice. He would lean over and literally, Mom, you're sleeping through it. I'm like, I'm trying to sleep through this, kid. But anyway.
If it would stop roaring, I could get some shut eye.
I know. But they had all of the previews. I'm getting to answer your question, kind of. They had the previews, and one of them was the new Mission Impossible, and I haven't seen them all, whatever. But Mike said something I thought was interesting. He said, I think Tom Cruise is the last of his kind, the last of that generation of the, I don't know, the stunt devil, like James Bond type, whatever. He's like, who is that person now? Like, who would the next generation of that be? And I was like, well, I mean, I don't think Marvel guys count. I don't know. I thought that was interesting. I'm like, is Tom Cruise the last of that generation? I don't know.
What about Ryan Reynolds?
Well, is that Barbie? No, that's not Barbie. Who's that? Sorry, Tracy. Who's Barbie guy?
Oh, I have to tell you, I was listening to the podcast that we don't tell people to listen to that also uses Tracy. And their guest said that his wife has a sweatshirt that says, explain it to me like I'm Tracy.
Oh, that's so good.
And it wasn't even their merch. It was like someone on Etsy had created it. But I do think we have it backwards, like where we need Tracy to explain it to
Well, it started out that we were going to explain, faith issues to Tracy. Yep. Mm-hmm. Nope. And now it's just.
It's like we need Tracy to explain pop culture and remind us.
It's totally. Okay. Well, who's the Barbie guy? Ryan Gosling.
The Barbie guy is from The Notebook. Oh. Oh, my gosh. I just watched it.
Oh, my gosh.
What is happening?
While you're handling that, I want y'all to know that JV walks around the house and he has a little bit of lisp and he always sings, I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. And I'm like, no, I'm going to need you to stop singing that you're a Barbie girl in a Barbie world or whatever. But,
oh, my gosh. Gosling. Ryan Gosling.
Oh, I said that. Yeah, I said that a second ago. Okay.
Ryan Gosling.
Who'd you say? Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know. They're all the same to me.
He did the Free Guy movie. I think he had to do some stunts in that. He's a lot taller than Tom Cruise.
Okay. Well, the
he's
most
funnier
are.
Than Tom Cruise.
Remember when Tom Cruise jumped on that couch, on Oprah's couch all those years ago?
I would say Ryan Reynolds is more mentally stable than Tom Cruise.
If you had to have one moment that defines you like that, like not in a good way, the jumping on the couch, I guess it could be worse, but that's really something.
I mean, mine would probably be when I almost jumped out of the car at the fried chicken place with a panic attack. That's not a good moment. We all have our moments, right?
Yeah.
Do you not have any moments where you're like, this was not my best?
Oh, like right
this
now
this just happened to be public.
Look at me. This is not my best moment, everyone, but I'm sure I've shared so many bad moments people already know.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, can I tell you real quick about JB's birthday? He just turned 9.
I need to hear about it because he's so cute.
Oh, thanks. He's a real.
Still single digits, right?
Yeah. He's turned 9. And so we had like a real birthday party. And poor third kid. I mean, he hasn't had a real birthday party ever. It's always like.
Really?
I mean, we have all the family get together, whatever. But usually because it's in January and that's such a hard birthday.
Let's just do a moment of silence for all the moms of January birthdays.
You know what, moms? Hard. We're having a moment of silence for you, and we want you to know it's okay. JB is 9.
Do the best that you can do. They're fine.
He's 9, and this is the first real friend party. Every year, I'm like, oh, no, it's his birthday. Okay, let's get the teenagers and the college kids, and they all go to Chuck E. Cheese or somewhere like equally heinous with me, and JB thinks that's his party, and he's none the wiser.
That's fantastic.
Everyone wins. But so this year, we did a double birthday party with another little boy, and I just like, I think we know this. We all know this, but I'm too old for the little kid birthday party. I'm just too old because it is mayhem. It was right after we had the snow in Dallas, so everybody was there. Everybody's looking
to get out. Where was it? I know where it was.
At the Urban Air, which is like a trampoline park situation. And so it had this like thing that went around the top, and it was a like a zip line, but I don't know that that's a, but you know, talking about
like you're in a harness mm-hmm. and you're like riding on a track.
Yes.
It goes along the above everybody's head.
All the way around the perimeter almost. It goes through the middle too.
It seems like kind of odd that they would do that with children. Was there like a certain age you had to be?
I don't know. I never made it up there, but I'll tell you who did made it up.
Oh my gosh. There. We need a video of you. Of
me doing it, right? I would roar like Mufasa.
That's where we need to have our next sidetracked event.
Yes, we're going to do it there. And then I'm going to roar around it like Mufasa. That's what we're going to do.
Which women need depends on the trampoline park? Passing out depends.
They're going to be like, there's a slick spot where the 50-year-old's been.
Clean up.
Clean up trampoline 4. Oh, make it 5. She moved.
There's another lady over here.
Okay, so I'm too old because, well, I'm too old because I cannot take all the chaos and all that. And you go
so loud.
Oh, it's so loud. And then there's a billion trillion kids. And then your kid is like, you paid for him to be with all his friends. And then you look over and he's with some randos on trampoline 7. And you're like, where are your friends, bro? And then, you know, the kids don't want the pizza you paid a fortune for because they want to jump, which is fine. And then I ordered a cake. It was the dog ugliest cake you've ever seen. It looked pretty on the little catalog at the bakery. And then they made it.
When you say bakery, do you mean like a real bakery or?
No. That was first kid. That was second kid. Yeah. I had a baker that I knew, an independent woman that made wedding cakes and birthday cakes. And I paid like whatever, fortune. No, this was at the local like Market Street grocery store.
Yeah. This is what I'm saying. This is what you learn to do by your third and your fourth.
And you know what? It eats the same.
They don't care.
They don't care. I care.
They actually like I've done it where it's not even like one common theme. Like they want a rando Spider-Man cake and then they want to, you know, to give away a Cars, you know, little toy that we got at the dollar store. And like it's not – and the plates are like something else, like a third – rando category.
Dug out of the bottom cabinet in the kitchen.
I don't know. It's not. Dinosaurs. We're like dinosaurs, Spider-Man, and Cars all at one party. Who cares? They're happy.
They're so happy. It's like having tuna salad and Ryan Gosling and whatever.
You get tuna salad.
You get the tuna salad.
I don't know. The kids wouldn't eat the tuna salad that I brought.
Eat it or I'm going to jump on the couch. Okay, so
the cake didn't turn out.
This track that my older kids were there. Don't take your older kids to a little kid's birthday party because they start doing ridiculous things. And so apparently there's like a TikTok when TikTok existed, but then it didn't, but now it does.
Now it's gone. I told you it was going away on when we recorded this the first time. You're like, what? Though. No, it's not.
No, it's back. Yeah.
I'm going to check right now.
No, I think it's back.
Okay. This is breaking news. What? When we recorded. Oh, welcome back. Thank you for your patience. As a result of President Trump's efforts, TikTok is back in the United States.
Yeah. I don't have TikTok.
Are you flipping kidding me?
No, it's back. Okay. So
that was short.
Older kids see this track and they said on the Reels or TikTok or something, I don't know, that there's this like trend where you go on a zip line and you act like you're dead, like totally go like your whole body goes limp and you hang your head down the whole thing. So Kate gets up there. She's like, I'm going to do it. And she gets up there and the guy lets her cut to the front of the line because he's probably like, why is there a 20 something year old up at the zip line? She goes around that thing. When I tell you like blonde hair, she has long blonde hair flying everywhere like she's dead. And I mean, there's like a man looking up like kind of disturbed, like, is she okay? Well, then, so we had a little video, but then Brett's a few minutes later, he's like, I'm going in. Brett's, you can go on my social, Cynthia Yanoff, if you don't follow me, you can and see it there. But Brett goes around, it's the funniest thing you've ever seen. Like he is so completely just laying there and he comes flying around, his whole body swinging. But all the little kids at JB's, they're doing the cake at this point. They're going, Brett, 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 Brett. I'm like, no. And so then you know what happened, don't you? For after the whole rest of the party in that Urban Air that had a trillion children, what do you think happened?
They were all just discipled by Brett and Kate. So
they went around dead. It was a dead man's walking party by the end of it. And I'm like, huh.
Limp children flung around the ceiling. I mean, I saw the video and I was laughing, but I was super confused because once again, this was back when I was looking at reels, which you'll see why I'm not anymore. But I had just seen in my feed the exact same place, the exact same, like, whatever it is, zip line thing or track thing, mm-hmm. with a totally different guy. A guy who his whole brand is built on kind of a fun thing I'd sent you before, where their family orders DoorDash, the DoorDash delivery person shows up, and they put on a full Broadway, like, show for the DoorDash delivery person. With a pianist, costumes, they use their staircase, and then they give the DoorDash person $100. Well, this guy is at the exact same urban air as you, posts it within minutes of you posting, and it's him doing Wicked, Defying Gravity, and times it perfectly with the song. And so I had just watched him do Defying Gravity, and then I'm seeing Brett, and I'm like, wait, had Brett done Defying Gravity? And now so he's funny. Doing Limp? Anyway, I was a little confused. You know, have you ever had that where you're looking at your feed and like one thing leads to like, and they're connected, but these people don't even know each other? Anyway.
You're like, what
I would
that?
Say. I would say we definitely need to book that for the next Sidetracked event.
That was really, it was really, really something. So we had fun. He turned 9. The cake was foul looking, but you know what it did have in it? I feel sure.
What? What?
Red Dye 3.
How do we feel about that? Do we care?
You tell me, you're Mother Earth over there. You know, I'm over here drinking Diet Dr. Pepper, which I'm sure has Red Dye 3 in it.
I know. I think when we recorded this the first time, we were Googling, did it have Red Dye number 3
in it? What did we decide? Did it or didn't it?
I think we couldn't land on it. And all it would say is it doesn't have Red number 40. And we're like, okay, are you avoiding the question? Where's Red Dye number 3? Is number 40 not banned and number 3 is? And how are they different?
Oh, yeah, it does. I just had to Google it again. No, Diet Dr. Pepper does not contain red dye, but the cherry version, flavored version, does. The cherry flavored has red dye 40.
See, 40. I don't know.
What's wrong with 40? Is 40 banned?
I don't know. All I can say, and I'm curious if you believe this, but when my kids were little and I'd give them those gummies or anything with food coloring, the behavior, out of control.
Atrocious.
Like, I even took away Swedish Fish from my son last night, who was like totally out of control. I was like, you're not good with food coloring. This is just not a good match for you. I don't know. I don't know if certain bodies react. I'm just, you know, I'm curious what we're going to lose.
That.
Do we
I've
lose anything or they just color? Is it going to be money lost for the people who make it? I don't know. Do we lose products?
Isn't there even like, didn't I read when we recorded this a whole 2 days ago and I can't remember that there's red dye in like ibuprofen and stuff. So I don't know.
Do you think it's in Skittles?
Too soon. Darn the Skittle. Darn the Skittle.
Skittles. Okay. Well, how are you doing? Like, how is your soul? I mean, you are writing a book and y'all just... send your prayers and your thoughts Cynthia's Please. Way, because I've done this. It is not easy. The second time around, for some reason, is kind of hard, even though you are like, I've done this before. You're just hard on yourself and the mental game with it. And it's a challenge.
Total imposter syndrome. Like, the first one was good. I can't do it again. I mean, it's 1,000. It is such a mental game. It's funny. I think it's Anne Lamott that says it. I'm butchering this, but something to the effect of the beauty of writing a book is that you are such a student of life in those moments because everything is content. And so last night, Brett was supposed to go hunting. This is the beauty of retaping. New material. Brett was going to go hunting at 3:30 in the morning. Okay. He'd been planning this. He also went hunting 2 days ago. That's when they leave.
I don't have hunters. I don't have hunters in my house. I don't understand that concept.
Well, if you're going to duck hunt, you have to leave at 3:30 in the morning, apparently, to get to said place, to get in the blind, to beat the dawning of the day, everyone.
So, I mean, there's a little bit of like, I don't know. You're out in nature and I appreciate that. I don't like the killing of things, but yeah. Okay. So he gets up at 3:30?
We have dominion over the animals, Heather. Okay. And so Brett was supposed to leave at 3:30. He did this like 2 days ago. Okay. It's a holiday weekend. So he did a few days ago too. I woke up at midnight last night, 12:30. Total sweat, like heart beating fast. I'm like, oh, must be another menopause casualty.
Yeah, you're having
the night sweats.
A hot flush. Yeah.
But I just had this like don't let him go hunting. He doesn't need to be going hunting. And I could not shake it. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot shake this. And so I'm trying to put that like thought to bed and put myself back to bed. And I'm like, I don't think he should go. I don't think he should go. And so finally, I do what any middle-aged, menopausal, sweating woman does in the middle of the night, who's panicking over who knows what. I say to my to said husband, you got to go tell Brett he can't go. And Mike's like, huh? Is it my tuna fish talking? Or are you awake? What's going on? And so Mike's like, what? And I go, I don't know. I have this gut. I can't shake it. And I'm like, talk me out of it. Like, I don't want to. Because he had a friend spending the night that was going. They had packed the trucks. Like, it was good to go. And Mike's like,
the logic here is hard. Yeah.
And Mike's like, I'm not going to talk you. I'm not talking you out of that gut. I mean, can you blame him? Yeah. Like, what if something happens? So he goes and tells Brett. He's like, you can't go. And Brett's so mad, understandably. And I'm sure he's embarrassed and everything else. Okay. And he's like, I don't understand. And again, you guys, he's done this 100 times before and he'll do it 100 times in the future. And this I was writing about, which was such great content today, but it was a hunch. I don't know. And I don't know, was there going to be a drunk driver out there? I don't know. Could there have been an accident? I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was from the Lord or not, but I think it was, because it's never happened before. All I know was that in that moment, that was the loving move for me to make, was just to pull the plug. And I was just writing this chapter. I'm talking all about love and, you know, they will know us by our love, but sometimes love looks a little camouflaged, right? Like, no pun intended, but kind of like, it looks like a no, a hard no. And so Brett was so frustrated. And I was like, listen, I told him the same thing we tell him all the time this morning, very awkward. He and his friend, and I was getting some scowls across the room from Brett. And I was like, listen, you know, right or wrong, everything we do is out of love for you. Like, nobody loves you more on this earth than your dad and I. And so, so it was such a great thing to write about how, like, the Lord doesn't get it wrong. You know, like, he's not acting on a hunch or maybe just a paranoia or eating too much Mexican food earlier in the day that just woke us up, but how he has that full complex picture. And because of that, how he loves us so well. And we are known by our love, and that is our brand. Our brand is love. And so that's what the chapter was I'm writing on, but that's a long way of saying it's coming okay. I'm tired because, and I feel like I go through these moments of like, I'm horrible at this. Who thought this was a good idea? And then the Lord, like,
signed up for this.
Yeah. And yesterday, I mean, I was trying to finish it yesterday. I didn't finish that chapter because I've got to move on, and I couldn't come. And you know why? Because it hadn't happened yet. Like, the Lord, that was coming. So anyway, that's where we are. That's,
but you don't know. Like, I was waiting on the, and then we found out.
Oh, sorry.
That he was going to go hunting was blown up.
No, I wish. I mean, you know, who knows? No, I don't know that we'll ever know. But it's those things. It's those moments in parenting, right? That you're like, I don't know. I just have to trust my gut sometimes. And I don't know why my gut says no in this moment. But if I'm awake and, you know, like, I just go with my gut. So that's what's going on over here. But yeah, the writing's coming along. Tell me about your spiritual retreat.
Yeah. So when we recorded last time, I hadn't gone yet. And I talked about it in Super Tracker. So this is like, this is where it's tricky, like the back and forth.
Reverse.
We're in reverse, but was invited to go with a small group of women to a lake house, and it was with two spiritual directors.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. Well, found out she wants to do more of them. So if you ever want to if your group of friends, your Wednesday lunch group wants to go, it was fantastic. Like,
tell Tracy what you do on a spiritual retreat.
Right. I didn't know, but I would say, my soul after the last 6 months of just grief, like, one of the spiritual directors, she met everyone got a one-on-one time with a director to kind of process where their soul is. And anyway, in my time, she was like, have you given space to all the grief you've walked through in the last 6 months? And I was like, yeah, no, I cry a lot. Ask people. I cry all the time. She's like, no, like, give yourself grace that when you're walking through grief, it takes a hit on your soul. Like, your lack of wanting to do things, that's all encompassed in the grief process. Anyway, super helpful. I felt like I just got a recharge. If you picture like a fire in a fireplace, like a bunch of new firewood put on top and lit up. And I just feel more lit up inside, like reminded of what's true about how God works and how the Holy Spirit moves and our role and just some practical disciplines that I kind of let go over time, that I don't know, life gets busy and full. And again, I think I was just in a hard spot. So
I'd like to get lit.
Yeah.
Is that what the kids say these days?
That's their branding. They say, come get lit at the spiritual retreat.
You're welcome. Like, whoever you are, spiritual director, feel free to take that. You don't even have to put my name under it. Yeah, it's fine.
That. But it's
come get lit.
I mean, a good combination of being with some women from my church who I've known, but just deeper time with them, and all women who really desire to go deeper in and further up with God, and like, I don't know, just a common denominator of that and space to eat yummy food and just some quiet and beauty. And it was great.
Okay.
It was really what I needed, and thankful that God timed that for right now.
Yeah. Well, that is amazing. Well, I'm glad you.
Yeah.
It's fine. I was just at Mufasa, but it's fine, everybody.
But I will say, to go along with what you were talking about with love, like they were saying, if anything, because we read the Practicing the Way as the lead up, and I'd been talking to you all about that book. The reason I was reading that book was for this retreat. And they were basically saying, like, as kingdom dwellers, as we live in the kingdom, like a mark of if we are following Jesus, if we're spending time with Jesus, if we're being like him, is our love and our joy. And and it isn't this because our circumstances are perfect. It's like, how do we make sure we're with Jesus and becoming like him and doing like he does, because others will see our love and our joy anyway.
Yeah. Wow. And
it may not look like, you said, it may not be warm and fuzzy sometimes.
For love sure. Might be not some warm boundaries. And fuzzy. Sometimes it's a hard no at midnight when you're sweating. You make
that's
your
how God loves loved us all. Leviticus is that bunch of boundaries.
Lots of boundaries, everyone.
Lots of boundaries. Hey, we never got to hear about your unfavorite things party. We talked about it in Super Trackers, what you brought.
We cannot talk about it here because
we will not talk about what the thing was and who gave it to you, but I would love to know what some people got.
Okay, I would love to tell you. Are you ready? It was hilarious. It was my friend Jenny's house, and Tracy was there. And
such a fun idea for a
I mean,
party.
So fun. You just bring a gift that you didn't particularly appreciate from the holiday season, and everyone had one. I mean, like, I had a really great one. If you're a Super Tracker, you can know what that is, but I cannot otherwise because someone might hear it. But I know that this person is not a Super Tracker, and it's a family member. Don't anybody worry, okay? It's not one of you if you gave me a gift, anyone. It's a family member. However,
this family member is going to figure it out.
The family member is going to be like, how do I get Super Trackers?
It's going to be like, you didn't like my pajamas I got you?
Right, no. Right. No. Yeah. I wish it was pajamas, people. Speaking of, I got those cute pajamas. Did we talk about that already?
Yeah, you did.
How cute they were. Was that on? Yeah. I don't know if it was on Super Trackers. I don't know where it was.
We did. I got
the cutest pajamas. Thank you, Heather and Kate Yanoff. Okay. So listen, I ended up with the worst bath bombs you've ever smelled in your life. Like the dollar store brand that someone got like for Christmas in a bag of just whatever. I mean, it is like guaranteed UTI, these bath bombs. Like I dare you to sit in them. You will fizz and catch on fire in this thing. So they're so stanky. But then there's some hilarious stuff. One of them was a pillow that had it's all white, and on the very edge, it has Jesus like peeking around the corner, which is so hilarious. And it says, I saw that. Like, what is that? Like, who thought that was a great gift? I mean,
this is what we want to remember about Jesus, him just like spying on us.
The gotcha, yeah. The gotcha Jesus. Like, that's gotcha for sure Jesus. The message yeah. He would want out there is he's the gotcha.
But could be funny to like leave underneath someone's covers in the bed or like in some random spot around your house. It could be like a family joke. Yeah.
Yes. Or we also said it would be funny if it was at your house, you just have a marker and every time your kid does something, you just write it on there. Like it's just a running tab.
Like a confessions pillow. Confessions.
Yes. This was my funniest one though that I thought of the night. Tracy got this one. Okay. And so it went to one of our friends whose mom gave it to her. And her mom said, well, I just know how much you love vintage cookbooks, so I got you this. So, like, the copyright date is, like, 2014. And we're all like, okay, see, that's not vintage. So we're going to stop you there, first of all. But it was, you know how every small town has that church cookbook, right? Like the Methodist church, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what it was. It was the church cookbook of the town, small town East Texas. And it's hilarious that Tracy got it. One, Tracy doesn't love to cook anyway, but she surely doesn't want the small town church cookbook. And are you ready for the recipe? You're going to die, you guys. One of our favorite ones. She sent me a picture so I could read it to y'all. It was a scripture cake. Are you familiar with this, Heather?
I mean, I heard it the first time we recorded.
But the answer is no. So
no. What's a scripture cake? Tell me about the scripture cake.
Are you ready?
What's in it?
3.5 cups of 1 Kings 4:22. 1 cup of Judges 5:25.
I want to look these up.
2 cups of Nahum 3:12. Okay.
Wait. Give me. What is it? Nahum.
Nahum 3:12.
Nahum. Do you think it's Nahum?
Nahum.
I don't know. Nahum. You say Nahum and
3:12.
Nahum 3:12. You ready for this?
Yes.
First of all, let's talk about the section says, woe to Nineveh. Okay. Mm-hmm. All your fortresses are like fig trees with first ripe figs. If shaken, they fall into the mouth of the eater. So that means you need figs.
It's totally figs. We looked up a few of them.
What else you got?
Okay, like look at Amos 4:5. That's supposed to be baking powder. There is no way Amos 4:5 talks about baking powder. I didn't look
that one up. Oh, it like also gives the ingredients?
Well, it has a parenthetical next to it with what it is.
Stop.
So funny.
It says, offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving of that which is leaven and proclaim free will offerings, publish them.
Okay, leaven, listen.
Is yeast.
Small town. East Texas Methodist Church.
Bless their leaven, heart.
I just made a yeast cake, thank you, because I did not know that was baking powder. Anyway, that was one of our favorites. That made me laugh. But
oh my gosh. And I like when you showed it to me earlier in this fall when I was on another lake retreat away, one of my friends, Amber, she brought a bunch of old church cookbooks that we were laughing going through because it was like oleo was in it. Like so many things made with oleo. Do you remember that ingredient?
Oleo.
I mean, so many jello mold type recipes. What were we doing with all the jellos?
What were we doing with the molds, the jello molds? Dorothy still enjoys a jello mold. I mean, we get some jello molds still at the holidays. But here's what we're going
to do. Protein in it? Collagen? I mean, these are all things that we're into now. Maybe we need to pull back the jello. Like, bring it back.
Bring the gelatin back.
Let's go.
That's what we're going to – you know what? That's our swag. Bring back gelatin. Bring back jello. Here's the funny thing, though, what we're going to do. Or maybe it's only funny to us. My friends and I that we're in this party. One of the girls is moving into – I hope she's not listening to this yet. But she is moving into a new place, a new house. And so we gathered all the stuff. And so one of our friends has the garage code. And we're just going to, before she moves in, put it all in there. Like the bath bombs, the UTI bombs are going to be
– make like a basket.
Yes, make they're going to be on the side. We're going to put them in our bathtub. We're going to put the worst purse you've ever seen in your life that somebody got. We're going to put that in the closet. We're going to put the Jesus pillow in the living room. I mean, yeah, the cookbook will be there with the figs. Thank you. That's what we're going to do with it all. And so we said this stuff. We're going to keep passing these things around until next year, and then we'll start over.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, question for you. Before we get to – should we get sidetracked or should we answer – a question I got off of Instagram.
I noticed that we got more questions after we taped last time, but I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't know which question you're going to ask, but the one you asked last time, I think the Lord literally protected me by not letting
us
have a mic.
That's why I'm like, do I not? I think I don't ask you it.
Because I think I was going to get canceled, like in a big way. Not,
you know what? I'm going to ask you part of it.
Why don't you? No, I'm gonna ask your. Will you read it and then you answer it first? Because you're better at this stuff.
I think we're gonna ask the first half.
Okay.
How do you survive potty training?
What's your answer? And
I think that you and I both. It's like with the challenges of we talked about this in Super Trackers, parenting adult children and walking with. I'm gonna have four teens in like a month. I'll have four teens.
Holy cow!
There are many days. While I did not enjoy potty training, not my favorite, that I would go back to a good old day where they're all in my house and they're running around naked and we're just trying to get them to poop in the potty.
Yep.
Perspective wise, like I'm not diminishing that job. It's a terrible job. It's disgusting. It's embarrassing. They poop and pee in public places and it's not fun. Like, like a story where we were with my friend Amber and her husband Aaron, and they didn't have kids yet. And Quaid, sorry, Quaid, he's not going to listen to this.
No, heck no. Uh-uh.
He number two'd in his pants. And Bruce was taking him to the bathroom to clean it up and didn't realize that the number two fell out of the shorts onto the floor right where people were ordering. Thankfully, that restaurant does no longer exist. So
it doesn't exist because of that. They got shut down.
I mean, so embarrassing. And so embarrassing. Public pees. And I don't know. I have one story where I was pregnant with Watts, I think. And I had a baby who was crawling and Quaid was in a climbing flight tower at the flight museum, and Quaid just peed. He's like, "Mom, I need to pee." And I'm like, "Now?" And all I see is liquid dripping down the platforms of the climbing tower, and I'm so fully pregnant, and then he won't come down the tower. And I had to climb up there with my pregnant belly and the pee and trying to keep kids from going up because pee's falling down. I don't like that's part of potty training.
No, it's not fun. But here's the thing. As embarrassing as it is, it's a lot less embarrassing when your kid does it than when you do it at Urban Air in your 50s. So there's that.
Always that.
There's always that. What are you sidetracked by?
I would say what I have referenced a couple times is this Screen Zen app is actually keeping me from being sidetracked by my phone.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, it also plays a part in this whole spiritual revival in me. I feel like I have space and my brain is taking a break from the onslaught of social media. I don't know. So yeah. Screen Zen is an app you add for any app, whatever app is your addictive app. And you decide how much time you want to spend on it in a day. And it divides that into like some sessions. So for me, if it's an hour a day, that's 6 sessions at 10 minutes each. When I go to the app out of habit, like with my little finger, I'll see the screen that says, why am I checking? And then it'll also show me how many times I've already checked today. And if I decide, okay, yeah, I do want to check, then I click the unlock button. And in 5 seconds, it opens up for 10 minutes. Hmm. And then it shuts me out. And I'm finding it really helpful. Very, very, very helpful. Highly recommend.
Yeah, because like doesn't John Mark come? Well, I know he does because I listened to the book a long time ago, but he talks about like one of the big breakthroughs for him was like learning to babysit his phone better. And so this is a good way to do that, everyone. So I like it.
I don't know. It's a great, if you have any kind of, I don't know, if I felt like I was being extreme, I'm like, well, I'm just going to delete Instagram or whatever. And I have a job that I kind of still need to be Instagram. On.
Yeah.
So this feels like a happy medium.
Yeah. Speaking of Instagram, if you're not following our Instagram, you guys are missing out because we put stuff on the sidetrack.
It doesn't really line up.
Oh, sorry. You shouldn't be on it much, but if you are on it much, you should go to Sidetracked because we put some funny stuff on there and I'll put some of the pictures from the unfavorite things, by the way. But yeah. Okay.
No, what I'm saying is it doesn't line up that like we have this many listeners and that few followers.
Oh, I thought you were saying it doesn't line up that I just threw in a plug to ask him to follow us when you were like, stop looking at your phone. You care.
No, I'm just so more saying like we want to talk to you and sometimes we need to tell you things or we're on lives every Friday. And if you're listening to this and you're not connecting with us there, I don't know.
Jump in, France.
What are you doing?
Dig
you
in. Doing? Get to
Dig
it.
Dig in. Okay. What are you sidetracked by? Not that.
No, I just want to tell you, I'm sidetracked by the Poppy orange drink, the Poppy brand and the orange drink.
Yes.
My husband brought some home, a big case of them, I guess, alongside of the tuna. And I don't like any of the other ones, but I do like that Poppy, that orange one. I think it's real good. And it's like 20 calories or something. And I'll tell you, I have declared that's my water. So I understand it's actually not water, but it's become my water. It's my, when I'm not drinking Diet Dr. Pepper, I drink that. But I did want to point out, I'm in my hand at this moment is a Topo Chico lime with mint. Topo and you Chico. Know how, what's the one I really hate?
You know what? The can though is shaped like a lot of the hard seltzers. It looks like an alcoholic drink that you're drinking, which is so not your brand. But I'm saying those tall, skinny cans often are hard seltzers. Chico.
What's that gross water?
LaCroix.
And I call it LaCroix. It's so foul.
Delicious.
But, anyway, so I like the poppy. That's my first thing. What's your next one?
I just looked up poppy orange and it says, are poppies actually healthy?
Oh.
Takeaway. Poppy sodas likely don't have enough prebiotic fiber to provide any meaningful benefit to your gut. However, that doesn't mean they can't be enjoyed in moderation. They appear to be a healthier alternative to most other sodas. So, that's good.
I don't really know.
I think you're right. On the like spectrum of beverages, you're getting closer to water.
I'm getting closer. So, I'm drinking this Topo Chico, and I really feel like literally like I just ran my own marathon. I feel like drinking this thing. So,
you're not enjoying it.
Oh, it's fine. Oh, that's fine. And it's like $20 a can. So don't even worry, everybody. Like nobody's going to get addicted. It's so ridiculous. I only saw it because I went in the Whole Foods and I saw them like individually. And I think they're like $1.40 a can. I'm like, I'm drinking gold. So anyway, okay. That's my first one. What's your second?
Yeah. My second one. Oh, are you ready for this? Hold on. Here we go.
Oh.
Can you hear it on your mic?
No. Mm-mm. But I can see it. It's kind of hard to watch, y'all, if I'm being really honest. What are we doing over there?
It's my red light treatment for my face. It's really nice.
We all know, guys, I got the blue light laser and about never came back from it. Now, what is this red light, this little thing? And it, by the way, it looks like a razor almost, and she's gliding it up and down her face.
It's great.
What does it do?
So it's supposed to help build collagen and like promote just healthy growth of cells. But my friend who her son and husband were at a soccer game and she showed me a picture in the background is the field. And you know, like those metal irrigation systems that they have for grass fields?
Yeah.
You know, that just kind of cover the field. They had that structure, but it had a red light. So they were putting red light on the grass. So if they're spending that kind of money, there must be some research that shows that it's good for you. So
if you're,
I'm just saying, I mean, if I had more money, I would get like a whole shield or.
My friend Sharon got one of those for Christmas and she puts her legs in it, her feet in it and somehow her face. I don't know. Maybe I should go over and knock off the red light. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I love it. What else you got?
My second one, I really didn't have good ones. I'm just going to be honest with everybody. I'm sure I'm sidetracked by lots of things. I can't think of it at this exact moment. But I did say that Pastor Craig, and I don't know how to say his name. Is it Groeschel? I don't know. Yeah. Pastor Groeschel. I've been listening to his sermons online, and he has really, really good practical stuff. I mean, I'm not opining to everything he's ever said or every belief he has, but so far the things I've heard, like I feel like he's just really talented in how he relays God's word in kind of a fresh new way. And so I've been listening to his sermons and I'm kind of sidetracked by that right now. And because I need so much content in my life at this moment, I am like, give me more sermons. Like give me more.
All in.
Yeah. I'm literally, as we speak, I'm leaning over to get them. I am in the middle. I'm reading all these random books. The first one is Somehow by Anne Lamott because she's just a great writer. The next one underneath it is, I'm not going to mention this person's name, but a great current writer that a lot of people love. A great writer, but I have a bad experience with him.
Yeah, not controversial. She mentioned it in a Super Tracker episode.
Yeah, someone that stuck it to me. It's fine, everyone. I've really shown
you're
grace.
Still reading it. You're still reading the book, which shows growth.
Okay, and here's the third one. Are you ready? That I'm just reading through because I'm reading these because I don't agree. I don't necessarily agree with their political or philosophical and all these, but they're just good writers.
Velvet Elvis,
Rob Bell, your cousin or versus cousin or whatever. Great versus writer. Cousin. Yeah, don't agree with all we're saying, right. But the writing style is real good. So anyway, that's where I am. So but that's
well, and when you came over the other day, you were listening to Craig's podcast, and it was so fast. I couldn't believe how fast you listen to things.
When I'm on, when I'm listening to a podcast or a sermon or something, if I can get it at 2.0, I will. Some people talk too fast. Like, there's no way anybody in the world's listening to Cynthia Yanoff at 2.0. You can't do it. It's too hard. It's like, woo. But if you have slow talkers, you can get 2.0, but a minimum it's 1.5. And it enrages my husband when he gets in my car or whatever and it's like, woo. He's like, why do you listen to it so fast? I'm like, because I can get twice as much content. And thank you.
That's amazing. Okay. Speaking of listening, my last one I'm sidetracked lately. And it's again, like you're saying, not someone I agree 100% on all their views or all that stuff, but she's like a life coach type person. And I don't tend to be someone who does that stuff like life coaching or planning or whatever. But I think I'm in a zone right now where I'm just wanting to get back into it, needing some pep talks. And it's Mel Robbins. And I listened to one she did with a doctor on like health stuff because I'm working on my health, and then one on habits and that I sent you a little clip to encourage you with your writing, and then one on how to not people please, which she has a book called Let Them.
And Let Them. I listened to it after you said that when we recorded the first time. I listened to the first half of Let Them, and then I picked up at Carpool. But yeah, like let them think what they will. Don't be so persuaded. Yeah. Don't be impacted by what someone might think.
Yeah, good boundaries on your relationship.
Okay, my last one. I've been memorizing scripture in the car with JB in the mornings.
Oh.
And my sweet boy who, you know, struggles academically, we're dyslexic, I think, we have a hard time reading and all that. I mean, the Lord has just been so sweet to give him a mind that can memorize scripture. And so it is, darling. I wish he was in here. He's not here right now. I'd make him come in and tell y'all. But we started with John 3:16, and then we went, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Then we went to Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, forever. So I'm just kind of, well, anyway, our friend, you and I love Courtney DeFeo. Well, she did these ABC cards or whatever, like for memorizing scripture a million years ago. And they just got redone by Clearly. What's her name?
Clearly Stated is her Instagram, but her name is Clear.
Okay.
Clear Cherry Reeves. Yeah.
So they're a little young for JB probably, but he can read them because they, and so like A was A Friend Loves at All Times. And so he reads it, you know, and then I keep it in the front and we go over them every day. And I love it because I was starting to kind of start losing track, and it's A through Z in the scripture. So I would just say that's what I'm kind of loving right now. I'm sidetracked by that, but just remembering that you guys, we spend a lot of time in the car with our kids, whether they're little or they're teenagers or, you know, in between, and that day will end. But while they're there, like, I just is like, I need to use this wisely. So you know what? I can't control a lot of things, but I can control if that kid has scripture in his heart. So there you go.
Yeah. That is so good. Well, that's our three, and we have Super Trackers already recorded, and I can tell you, we're going to answer some questions. We're going to talk about if you're in the school decision zone, you talk a little bit about that. We talk about our night routine. We answer a question on that, and what do we wish we worried less about? We savored more, and all a bunch of other funny things that we get sidetracked by. So if you're not a Super Tracker, go to sidetracked.supercast.com. Also, the link is in the show notes, and sign up. What are you doing? You get more. Every week you could have a little sidetracked in your life. So
if there's anything you want, it's more of us. Oh, wait. Hey, can we say this too? Let's talk real quick about the cookie decorating thing too. Mm-hmm. I think we talked about that, but I can't remember. So whatever. We'll talk about it again. You guys, February 7th.
Guess what I realized? I did a like slam dunk tech week last week. Our VA, Megan, she was like, hey, Heather. The link in the show notes for Super Trackers goes to a book and not to the sign up for the cookie party.
Oh.
So if you are a Super Tracker and you wanted to sign up, you clicked a link and you got a book instead. My apologies.
We apologize.
You get another week before we are going to open this up to everybody.
So listen, if you are not a Super Tracker, or if you're a Super Tracker,
sign up quick.
Yeah, you have access, sign up quick. If you're not, then we will open it up, you guys, and we would love for you to come. My house, February 7th, 7 p.m., $50. We're going to
6:30.
Oh, yeah, 6:30. We're going to snack. This woman that makes amazing cookies is going to come over and show us how to decorate Valentine's cookies, and we're going to laugh a lot. So we would love to have you. That will be coming out. How will they find that? Will it just be on our social?
We won't. Yeah, you're going to have to follow us on The Sidetracked Show, which again is linked in the show notes on Instagram. So, yeah, we'll let you know.
All right, friends. Well, round two, it's done. If you hear us come back and say, this is the third time, then just know we've gone off the air. Like, it's done. This is it.
We are no longer doing the show. Okay.
Bye.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.